It is Badness Filth. It's been postponed twice, and it's had different people in it at different times. Constant has been Neil Docking and Steve Graves. They've been very much doing this Badness Filth. The third person has been Rob Gutman. It has been Jay McKenna. Today, Andy Heaton has signed up, and Andy, you've not had the prep time these two boys have had.
You know what, right? I feel like someone's had to bunk into a heavyweight title fight with about 3 days notice. No training, none. Well, I'll put it this way. Normally, I'm quite cocky coming into these, but I'm definitely... I'm 16 to 1 outside of here.
Well, let's see how we do. The topics will...
I think I've been stitched up deliberately, by the way. Just going to put that on record.
The topics will be
before we've even started.
As follows. Number one, World Cup host countries, which was suggested to us by Nick Truss, going back months. Number two, a Liverpool club rivalry, which was suggested to us by Dash Mundo. And there was something by Matthew, which is Matthew with only one T, like street, but with an E on the end. And he said, I suppose, a great of the game, a player who was actually shite. I adapted that from his initial suggestion. So we will open this World Cup host countries, and we will go.
Can we just make clear that these guys have had these options for like a couple of weeks?
I think you've made it clear. It's
cry ass in here. Can we make clear?
We've had time to go stale. You've had time. You're coming in fresh and sharp.
The arms are wobbly on my chair. It's a bit warm in here.
The WhatsApp I sent you today. Get me them over early. I want to get a stitch one on that hell cunt.
No.
Him, not you.
Excellent stuff. Just for the record there, in case you were wondering, Andy Heaton pointed at Neil Docking when he said him and not you was Steve Graves. Neil Docking can start us off, though. He can have 90 seconds to talk about which World Cup host country he would put in the bin, and it starts now.
Well, I mean, I thought about this long and hard, and I wanted to choose one that I felt just everybody wants to ban, and it's just not even in doubt. It is the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. I mean, they promised it'd be a summer tournament in beautiful air-conditioned stadiums, and it was lies, bare-faced lies. This will be the first non-summer World Cup in history. This is going to be late November to mid-December in the middle of our glorious Premier League campaign.